The antique locket pressed cold against Amelia's skin, a stark contrast to the feverish heat pulsing beneath. It hadn't been hers, not truly. Found nestled in the moss-choked crypt, a silver sliver glinting amidst forgotten bones. Curiosity, like a ravenous beast, had urged her hand to grasp it. Now, etched silver snagged on goose flesh, it felt less like an ornament, more like a parasite. Her reflection in the warped mirror danced. Gone were the familiar hazel eyes, replaced by bottomless pits of obsidian, flecked with embers that flickered in the dim candlelight. A smile, not her own, spread across her face, revealing teeth sharpened to points. The hand she raised was gnarled, veins like twisted lightning etched beneath translucent skin. The floorboards beneath her bare feet creaked a mournful complaint as she paced the attic, a labyrinth of cobwebs and shadows. Each room held echoes of forgotten memories, her childhood laughter muffled by dust and decay. Now, it was a canvas for the entity that clung to her like a second skin. A scratching sound, like claws on stone, drew her to the boarded-up hatch. Her hands, no longer her own, tore at the aged wood, splinters digging into her flesh. Beneath the planks, a gaping maw waited, pulsing with an unholy black light. The scent of ancient sulfur assaulted her nostrils, and a voice, a chorus of whispers woven from nightmares, urged her forward. She crawled through the opening, her body contorting with unfamiliarity. The darkness pressed close, a living blanket, swallowing her whole. In the abyss, she saw, or perhaps glimpsed, visions she wasn't meant to witness, writhing figures of bone and shadow, a hungry god with teeth like stars, and whispers of a forgotten language etched onto the skin of reality. She emerged, bathed in an eerie violet glow, no longer Amelia. The attic stood transformed, the rafters ablaze with unnatural fire. The air crackled with malevolent energy, and the shadows writhed, hungry for the world beyond the boarded-up walls. A single tear, black as ink, traced a path down the porcelain mask that was once her face. A flicker of Amelia, trapped within, wrestled for control, a faint ember against the inferno that possessed her. But the shadows laughed, cold and hungry, and the attic, filled with the echo of its screams, became a gateway to nightmares made flesh. Dawn bled through the cracks in the attic window, casting long, grotesque shadows across the scene. The embers of the violet fire had cooled, leaving only ash and a chilling silence. In the center of the room, the silver locket lay open, a macabre cradle for a single black feather, the only evidence of the horror that had danced in the dying embers of the night. And somewhere, beyond the veil of reality, a hungry god awaited, its appetite whetted by a single stolen soul. The whispers in the abyss grew louder, promising a feast to come.